Morning, Andrew.
Mate, I saw Wayne on TV yesterday, the Sunrise program. Mate, you've made him a star. And he said, no, I won't be worried if we beat Winks.
Oh, he's always been a star, Wayne. No, he done a good job yesterday. He's got no nerves or anything. He's a
No.
natural. Might be able to get him a gig in the TV thing, I think.
Yeah, he is a naturally, and then nothing phases him, does it? Like Happy Clapper.
They get that from their mother, Ronnie.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
And actually, when Koshy, because you're always a bit awkward when the interviewee isn't a sort of a full-time racing person, you never know what's going to come. And Koshy did ask the odd question that I thought, how are you going to answer this? But Wayne was solid.
Yeah, no, he's solid, all right. He's solid in build and solid in nature.
As his Happy Clapper, he appears in good order. Geez, he trialled well, Pat, that second trial.
Well, Ronnie, Dan always says, well, when doesn't he trial well? But last time in, he two trials, the announcer sort of doing the trials were rapping him, but I just had that, I wasn't happy. You know how you get the, in this gut thing, and I wasn't happy. But the other day, I wanted to do a bit with him because it was a Thursday, and I didn't want to do anything with him this week. So he only went a bit of pace work Tuesday and a bit of half pace Thursday. So that was the reason for giving him the hit out in the trial, so that we didn't have to do much work this week. Just, you know, excuse the pun, but keep him happy. That was all.
Yeah, it's a tricky race. To, you know, Tom Melbourne looks the leader, but the question is, how hard's he going to go? Is he going to crawl up front, or is he going to take off? So I think maybe the play is for you to maybe just be on his back, I suppose. Not well, be in the first three or four anyway.
Well, the thing is, if you have a little replay of the Doncaster, he drew one clapper, and Blade just jumped out. He was contesting the lead for the first 300 from that inside alley. And then Tom Melbourne and a couple of others took it up. But, you know, look, Clapperton can jump out and go half pace because he wears a Norton bit. So he'll come straight back under Sam. And, you know, I'll leave it up to the rest because Chris has got that many runners in it. Well, you know what I'm saying. And surely they're not going to have her trying to go half pace and interfering, you know, getting caught up in traffic and whatever. So, oh, look, you just from one alley, just let it fan out the way it's going to fan out.
Yeah. How forward have you got him?
After what happened in Melbourne, Ronnie, I've got to take each race as it is. So usually with Clapper, I keep a bit up my sleeve, but there's not a lot up my sleeve, you know. So I'd say I'd have him exactly where I had him in the Canterbury Stakes when he won that first up last time, 13 at Ramley.
What are you thinking about this pre-muffs? He just because he's fresh and he might get a little excited in the yard like the old days, or?
Yeah, well, what happened the other day that at the trials he got really, but it was a very, very humid day and he sweated right up and we got over there and he was going on like a bloody two-year-old, you know, and then he got around behind the barriers and one of Michael Freeman's lost a shoe and they had the shirt, so they were around there for a long time, and he just sweated up that bad. And I thought, you know, I sort of held him off him for a long time. I do use him on one of my other three horses, but I thought, well, why not? If it's just going to keep him calm and it's just a bit, you know, quieter, I should do it.
And what is his autumn program after today?
No, just one step at a time, AD. He'll... look, you know, please God, I hope he gets through today healthy.
Yep.
He'd go the Chipping Norton again against the Great Mare and probably the All-Star Mile, you know. So that's logic. And then he's also, there's also races, the George Ryder and the Doncasters and whatever. But as my dad said, you'll run out of horse before you run out of races. And that's true this time of year. So there's a lot of options for him. But the All-Star Mile looks to be... where he'd be headed, but look, to be really honest with you, I just hope he pulls up good after today.
Just on that point, Pat, he had a bleed in his last run down in Melbourne, and then you had that automatic 3 months, and you've done tests and everything like that that you've told me about, and everything's comfortable with everything, but There is some thought that the first run back off something like that can be very, very good. Are you of that opinion?
Yeah, well, I am. I had that horse Ab Initio, and he had a bleed, and when he resumed, he just you know, put him to the sword. Why? Look, yeah, we say these things are wise tales, and, you know, I think the old second-up syndrome, that's pretty well gone now. People used to say horses run second-up. I think you don't hear even people mention that till I mentioned it this morning. But I do think that, first up, I think it's a proving thing. They do run good fresh, but Clapper runs good all the time, barring anything like that happening. So I'm happy to be running him any time. I'm actually thrilled to be there today running against Winks, honestly, and Clapper just loves Randwick. It doesn't matter what distance. I reckon I could put him in 1,000, he'd run good at Randwick. So what I'm saying, health is my only worry, and we'll just wait to see what happens today.
Good on you, Pat. Great explanations for our listeners and viewers. In the Winks out market, the Clapper's a dominating favourite at $1.70 over, Unforgotten at $5.50, and he's one of Sydney's favourite horses. Many people just say, go the Clapper. Good luck, Pat.
Well, Andrew, while I got you, that's why I can't understand the voting for that thing, that race in Melbourne. Like, we always say Clapper's popular with the people can win up to 200,000 and whatever, but I suppose a lot of blokes are still keeping their powder dry, as I would, but you'd expect this Clapper run good today, Ronnie, that he'd be sort of being in the top 10 down there, wouldn't you?
Well, I think so, Paddy. He'll get the last-minute votes for sure, and if not, I'm sure he'll... I think his record says that he gets the wild card before anything else, put it that way.
I know he'd be getting your vote, RD, anyway.
Well, I tossed up. You know, I'm a Melbourne fan.
Tom Melbourne, yeah.
No, happy always gets the, you know, it's Winks happy and then the team.
Ronnie, don't forget I know where you live, mate.
I know that.
Good on you. We'll see you out here. Thanks a lot, Pat.
Thanks, guys.